Good morning. Good morning. It's Coast 93.1. You're on the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. I'm starting to feel my my fast approach to 40.
You are.
Well, I clicked on this thing that's like a Gen Z how-to guide.
Uh-huh.
This woman who's a millennial, which I think I am, posted this.
I never know. Like,
yeah, I don't know. You can look up the years. I think I'm a millennial. But anyway, so I'm going to be 39 in less than 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently I am feeling it.
Oh.
Because I just read through this whole Gen Z how-to guide like it was a study guide.
Oh.
Or something.
Taking notes.
And but guess what I have in common with Gen Z?
What?
No open-toed shoes.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I am with you on that.
Okay.
Yeah, they say, the dogs are out, you know, showing your feet. They say it's vulnerable to show off your toes. And that's not what my opinion. I don't care about showing off my toes.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just I'm not, unless I'm going to the beach.
Yeah.
It's my feet are contained.
Yes.
And socks.
Wow.
Never barefoot.
Wow.
Except maybe like dockside, like boat shoes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I love a boat shoe.
I would do those, but even then, I don't really wear those that often.
Yeah,
usually
wow.
It's sneakers and socks.
Yeah, I've already gotten my new sandals ready for this summer. Mm. Yeah, yeah. I'm a big sandal person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. I need to be contained.
Okay.
I don't want the piggies free.
Yeah. Right.
Huh. And you're not seeing these piggies for free, by the way.
Well, that's probably. I wonder where this all comes from.
Maybe because. They're just so aware of the feet thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the other things that says, no one asks, like Gen Z, when they meet each other, no one asks for each other's numbers. You say, what's your snap?
Oh, I would be like, imagine, not on it.
Imagine if a guy, completely platonically,
yeah,
comes up to you and you have a conversation at a bar and he goes, oh, could I get, what's your snap? You'd be like,
I'd be like, I'm not on
it. You want to see my boobs, don't you? Right?
Yeah, I would just be like, absolutely not.
That's the primary communication
form,
Snap.
I didn't even think that Snapchat was still that popular. I guess it is.
It is. It's like the only, yeah. I mean, Real has had a thing, but that's more social media. Snap is like a communication tool.
But then everything disappears, doesn't it?
I know.
Oh, like that.
How am I
going to
bring up something you said in an argument if I can't scroll back and find it?
Yeah, I have no receipts on Snapchat.
Right. Well, you can save, I don't know how far back. Oh, wow, okay, we're sounding old.
Yeah.
And you can set it to keep it in the chat.
And Snapchat tells you when someone has taken like a screenshot of something.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I stay away from the snap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the words that they were explaining that Gen Z uses.
Yeah.
Mid, we know that one.
Yep.
Felt.
Felt.
Yeah, felt.
Like I felt it? Like I felt that?
Yeah.
Like that felt.
Like you would say, I don't know, you could say something like, I feel like I'm never going to be able to afford a house.
Felt. Oh. That's so ridiculous. Oh, man. I wonder if DJ says this stuff.
Maybe.
Oh, felt.
I can't, you know, I tried to, sometimes Tim will say something like, he'll be like, oh, yeah, that slaps. I'm like, oh, stop it.
Oh.
What are you doing?
That slaps.
Yeah.
I can't say it without laughing right
now.
No,
because
or like giving an eyeball, like, did anyone think that was weird? Did that sound normal?
Did I use it right? That means you're not. You just have to say it with confidence.
Right.
You know?
Oh, it slaps.
Yeah.
I can't.
That new Beyonce song totally slaps.
I would be like, shut up.
Right. And that's the thing. You can't use these words to try to sound young.
No.
When you're old, because no matter what.
Yeah.
You sound old.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, not that 38 is old, but it's older than 20.
Yes.
It's older than the people who were saying felt.
In 2 years when you turn 40, you're going to feel something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a year.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. A year and 2 weeks. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. 40-year-old Blake.
Imagine that. I'll finally be in the same decade as you.
Yeah, finally. God. I'm so over these 30s with you.
Felt.
Oh,
see,
it's so weird.
Use it in a sentence.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you'd like to tell us more that you've learned from Gen Z, if you have Gen Z kids and you're taking notes too, then hit us up on Facebook. Obviously, the conversation always continues on Facebook after the show.